Proclamation number 8493 of 11th of May, 1963. Completion is also possible in a short time. And however you may be constituted, you all still have the opportunity to perfect yourselves on this earth as long as you seriously strive for it. The firm will to fulfill your earthly task will also motivate you to pray heartily that I will grant you strength to do so, and truly, you will not address this request to me in vain. You'll receive strength in great measure and my grace will pour out upon you and you will feel urged to work with love. And then your transformation of being will begin and you will come ever closer to me in order to unite with me one day. But this firm will must first be present, and it can be stimulated by all kinds of causes. Strokes of faith can also lead you to think differently than before. You can be prompted by fellow human beings to think about the meaning and purpose of life. You can be driven by your fellow human beings' adversity to unselfish neighborly love. And all this can rightly direct your will to come to me and establish the bond with me. And then you will already be seized by me and receive all help to reach your goal. This is why you should not always regard difficult times as misfortune, for they can bring about a change in your thinking more quickly, and you can make spiritual progress in a short time, always in accordance with your will to love, which can be stimulated in times of adversity and now the change of your nature back to love can take place. And truly, you can achieve the same success in a short time which other people can achieve in a far longer time if they go through earthly life more indifferently, certainly making an effort to always live and think right and righteously but lacking the strength which an activity of love earns them. The maturing process requires far more time, whereas such maturing can also come about in a very short time if the human beings will seriously strive for it. But it always has to be the drive from within, not the prospect of reward, because then the works of love can no longer be called unselfish. Yet every person who has the serious will to perfect himself will also have enough opportunities for love work. And the bond with me will thereby become ever more intimate. His soul will feel where it came from and that the spiritual kingdom is its true home, and it will consciously strive towards this kingdom. It will detach itself from the world, and with the turning away from the earthly world the desire for the spiritual kingdom will also become stronger, and all danger of being linked to the earthly world again will be over. It will have safely escaped the new banishment and therefore need no longer fear the end either. For this reason all this shall also be held up to people time and again. Through you, my servants, they shall gain knowledge about themselves and the meaning and purpose of their earthly existence. You can only impart the knowledge to them, for they have to muster the faith in it themselves. But if they remain without any knowledge then only a life of love can put them into the state that they will be mentally taught by the beings of light, and then they will also travel their earthly path in accordance with my will, for love imparts the knowledge to them. However, since love has grown cold amongst people the knowledge has to be conveyed to them from outside, which can happen truthfully through you since you receive it directly from me. And such true knowledge can also have the effect that the human being will mentally take a stand on it and thereby turn his will towards me and seriously seek the bond with me. And where there is only the slightest prospect that a person will still change, every possibility to achieve this change will also be exhausted. And all of you who want to be of service to me can contribute to this, because through you fellow human beings thinking can be directed into the spiritual realm, which is necessary first, because no one in the world can attain this realization that he should strive towards the spiritual kingdom in order to fulfill the meaning and purpose of earthly life. as the human being now attunes himself to knowledge which is conveyed to them by you, he is free to. But you should undauntedly do your work in my vineyard, and I will support you in every way, for time is approaching its end and it shall still be well used for the salvation of erring souls which only see the world and therefore are also in danger of falling prey to this world, i.e., to matter. Yet the possibility of a soul's transformation still exists until the end, because I pursue it with my love until the end, and it only needs to give up its resistance in order to be seized by me, and then it will be saved for time and eternity. Amen.